A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. I am Ross Challey, joined today by Errol Smith. We're here to talk to you through the latest Liverpool news and rumours. Before we get into that, this is brought to you in association with the lovely people at Beer 52. And as a Red Men News viewer, subscriber, listener, however you're consuming this, you can get a big box of beer that comes in a box like this. You get 8 beers, you get a snack, you get a magazine. I can't show you the snack because I've eaten it. And you also get a selection of 8 different beers. This one is currently empty, but that was a lovely IPA session, which is 3.8%. That one is very cold on my face because I was ready to have that one yesterday. I forgot. And I'm down to 5 now because I've had this box for 2 months, Errol. I think I've done quite well. And I've had three beers. But I keep saying to people, experiment, you know, expand your taste buds and try different ones. Yes, I'm sat here and I've not started on a stout yet. So yeah. If you're into your stouts, you're into your IPAs, into different selections of beers, go and check them out. Go to www.beer52.com/redmen. They are the leaders in hop houses and beers. I've forgotten the blurb. Tom's laughed as it after me.
Craft beers
is the word I was looking for. They are the world's most popular craft beer discovery club. There you go. That's what I was looking for. I probably should have practiced that before I said it. But I was too, yeah, whatever. Tom will put the link in the description and in the chat. If you're watching this on Facebook, head over to YouTube and check that out. But of course, Errol, here's some news and the big story from over the weekend, which came out and has developed pretty quickly, is the news of Lovren could leave Liverpool Football Club this summer. Paul Joyce, a man of very few words, tweeted Zenit St. Petersburg interesting in signing Liverpool's Dejan Lovren. He then updated that this morning, which is gone, so we need to find that. Basically, Liverpool have an additional year's option on Dejan Lovren's contract, which means he will effectively tie to the club until the summer of 2022. That will affect his price tag as interest in clubs such as St. Petersburg will need to be a year left on his deal. So just initially, what are your thoughts on that deal and letting Lovren go? We spoke about it on one of the shows last week about leaving Liverpool short in the centre-back position, but also if they're going to put his price up, which I'll come on to in a second, they're protecting his value. So they could, like, you know, if people are desperate for a half decent centre half, should we say, and Liverpool can get more money for him, it's actually pretty shrewd business, isn't it?
I think so. I think that's the kind of the direction that it looks like the club are going with this one. In terms of Lovren, as you say, plus to requirements, probably if you're looking at like the next part of this whole project and this squad of players, you probably are going to look to try and integrate another, hopefully world-class ceiling at least, centre-back in this fold. So I think the likes of Lovren would probably have to make way in the next 12 months anyway. But as you say, protecting that asset as he is at the moment for us and making sure that we can still recoup some value for him, that'll enable us to kind of put our money where our mouth is when we want to go and replace him, so to speak.
Yeah, I'll throw it to the people at home. Just what would your perfect situation be? Would you try and promote from youth? You've got Keanu Hoover, you've got Nat Phillips. Would you try and go for someone like a Ben White? Would you look at someone in a relegation like a Tyrone Mings or Nathan Aké? I know you got injured yesterday, but you know, what would your ideal situation be for Liverpool to get a fourth choice centre half or someone to compete, like Errol says, you know, between third and second choice as well? And just before we move on, Errol, what do you think the overriding thoughts of Dejan Lovren will be when he eventually leaves Liverpool Football Club? Because there's obviously a lot of frustration now and people don't want to see him on a team sheet. And I saw the tweets yesterday, people going like, I'll fly him over myself, or like I'll pay the cab fare to St. Petersburg, which would be a lot of money, by the way. But I reckon once he left, like, because he's not part of the team, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, because of what you've just basically just said, of like, you know, we've moved on in the past couple of years since Dejan Lovren. I think, you know, we'll be fond of like a thanks to the memories, you know, if it wasn't for him messing up that header against Tottenham, we wouldn't have got on a massive winning streak.
Absolutely. Do you know what I think?
Straws here.
We I know it seems like we're stretching, but I think football fans are so reactionary these days, and like everything's like in the moment, and you kind of forget that this player's obviously been with us for a good couple of seasons now. He's been on a real journey of highs and lows, but ultimately where we are as a club and him being part of that, he's on a high with us now. You said it the other day, he's been, you know, a World Cup finalist, he's been a Champions League finalist, he's been a Europa League finalist, he's been a Champions League winner, he's been...
He backs himself as well, doesn't he?
He backs himself, and I think that's the biggest thing. We you know, we can criticise a lot of footballers that have got bags and bags and bags of talent, but they've got no confidence, and you're just frustrated because they are a confidence player. And then you've got the likes of Dejan Lovren that, yeah, he is probably a little bit too overconfident, but you need that because he is always going to try and leave it all on the pitch for you as a player. And as I said, you know, he still brought some highlights to Liverpool fans' memories, even in the short time or in the short space of time that we've had in the last couple of seasons. And I think from that perspective, especially now, if, you know, if we were still wallowing around in fifths and sixths, yeah, fair enough. Give him the stick because we're still leaking goals clearly left, right and centre and something's not working. But the fact that he's still been assimilated in this squad and he's been part of a Premier League winning squad now, I'm happy to just say, go on, pasture's new, lad. You're an unsung hero. You was there when it wasn't the glamorous... Virgil van Dijk and Joe Gomez have made the centre-backs look sexy again. Do you get me? They've brought that swagger back.
Don't start with another analogy like you did last week.
Nah, no analogies. But they have. They've made it look cool. They've made kids want to be like, I want to be like a Virgil. No one wanted to be a Degsy. Let's have it straight. Do you know what I mean? But he was there through the tough times. So it's, in my opinion, you know, you've got to go through some shit if you want to ever achieve something with yourself. And he's kind of testament. He's kind of in that same sort of vein as Henderson, but again, Henderson's slightly different as well, obviously because of everything that he's had to put up with. But I just think good luck to him. If he goes on, I think give it another two seasons. If he's still playing, you'll see Liverpool fans. He'll score a goal against someone in Europe, and Liverpool fans will be going nuts all over Twitter for him, like they do with Lucas. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
The other thing is, well, it's not just a question of his surplus to requirements. It's actually what he wants. I think he came out with an interview 6 months ago. Dejan and his interviews, I won't miss that either. Every time he does an interview, it's his fault. Liverpool are immediately going to lose when he talks before a game. But, you know, like you said, you know, he's won all those stuff. He's been a World Cup finalist. He backs himself. And according to, this is Anfield, I've done some research for us. It says, thanks to Gazprom, St. Petersburg can afford to basically buy him, and that's why they've got money. Whereas, you know, the market's competitive. Since Dior tweeted a couple of times saying, you know, as much as we don't like him, you just made that comparison to Gomez and Van Dijk. If you look through the league, you know, Arsenal have got David Luiz as the first choice centre half. I'm not saying like Dejan Lovren is the best, but you've got a question of like, you know, for four choice,
there's levels to it. Do you
exactly
know what I mean?
Besides the baggage, he's not that bad. Anyway, let us know your thoughts on that in the comments below. We're going to move on. Liverpool captain says Harvey Elliott is on a very different stage with his development to Curtis Jones and has won the lottery. He was doing an interview with the club's official website. He said not long after Curtis renewal came Harvey Elliott's signing, his first pro deal with the club. Again, all the boys were buzzing when that was announced. He says, we've seen Harvey grow as a player and as a person during the campaign. What excites me most of all is there's still so much more room for development. This is always the case with any footballer does an interview, but I'm just going to say it anyway. He says, you'll not meet a nicer, more grounded lad than Harvey Elliott off the pitch. But he goes on to talk about the likes of having James Milner, Adam Lallana in the, you know, behind the scenes, who Harvey Elliott can learn from that. So it's not just on the pitch that he's developing. You know, we've seen the stuff that he kind of did with the Harry Kane tweet or video, whatever, but that wasn't, and some other bits that you shouldn't have been doing. But if you're a young kid and you're seeing the likes of, you know, particularly forward, and you're learning off Mo Salah, Sadio Mane, of what you should be doing on the pitch, and, you know, positional, tactical stuff, and then you've got the likes of James Milner, a mature, experienced, you know, footballer, and Adam Lallana.
Professionals.
Classic example
of a professional.
I don't think I'm obviously going to be biased here. I don't think there's a better place for him to kind of learn from. And because he's only just turned, what is he, 12 now, whatever, you know, he's
17 or something.
That's going to pay off in 5 to 10 years time, isn't it?
There's no better place, especially in terms of the culture. When you look at the culture of the club, I think we've got that blend perfect. I think if, you know, again, you know, we don't want to draw too many comparisons to other clubs when we're talking about Liverpool, but if you look at some of the structures from an Arsenal perspective and some of their young players, there are a lot of players that are professionals by all accounts, but their mentalities can be quite hot-headed sometimes. And if you're a young person, before you know it, in that environment, it rubs off on you, and all of a sudden you think it's okay to be hot-headed, and you might not have actually manage within your career to, not saying that at any point you can be like, there's time and place for everything, but as a young person, you're not going to be afforded a lot of opportunities if you're just seen as a hothead first and foremost. So you've got to be able to find that balance, and you even being the hothead, using that and getting that out of you, extracting that moment onto a pitch, I think that's the difference. And I think when you're in a club like Liverpool, with the dynamic of the players that we've got now, not only have we got the world beaters on the pitch, as you've just said, that are setting the example of tactically, talent, ability, you know, this is how it's done. You've got the people that have been long-standing professionals that can tell you. Not like, I always find this in just life, you know, you could be talking to someone your age and they might see your situation that you're going through and say, "But lad, you want to do it this way or you want to do it that way?" And you're thinking, "But you're the exact same as me going through the same shit. You can't tell me nothing." But when someone who's a little bit older turns around and tells you, "I was there, I done it, this is what happened for me as a result of me doing the same things that you're doing," you might look at them because you can see how their life's been shaped by the actions that they said they've done. And it's the same kind of thing. If James Milner can say, "Look, this is how you survive to be 33, still playing at one of the biggest clubs in the world," you've got to do these things off the pitch. Hopefully, if he is as grounded as, you know, the reports say, hopefully he takes a little bit of that on board. And from there, he is able to start, you know, developing those extra things that are going to give him a thick skin at the end of the day. You know, to break into a first team like Liverpool's at 17, there is going to be a weight of expectations on your shoulder at some point. And you've got to find a way to cope with mechanisms, developing a thick skin, being a little bit more resilient in times. And I think, as you were saying before, I think there's probably not that many clubs, especially in England, that could give him that culture and give him that support network.
Yeah, even more reason to keep James Milner at the club, where he can do well, where he can do stuff like that, isn't it? Moving on, Liverpool could be forced into transfer market rethink. The Premier League rule change imminent. Premier League clubs could be allowed to use 5 substitutions throughout the entirety of next season and beyond. This is coming from the Liverpool Echo. It's been introduced, obviously, because of COVID-19 and the remainder this season, but now it seems that it could be set to stay for at least the whole of next season, if not beyond. Is there thought that the water breaks, which have been brought in halfway through each half, will not continue? Your thoughts on that, Errol? I think this is possibly when Liverpool, we've seen our performances not being at their peak. I'm not making excuses for that. I think Klopp's kind of treating this like a pre-season. He's got to keep people fit. He's got to keep people hungry. He's got to manage people. You know, we're all kind of towards this, you know, points record that we want. But also, there's a month between the end of the season and the start of next season. You've got to go again, you know, across multiple competitions.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I think it hinders us in game, and we saw this with the water break against Burnley. Of like, you know, we're built on rhythm, we're built on fluidity, we're built on confidence. If you've got to try and, we don't have to use 5 substitutions, but Liverpool are one of the teams, I think they're in the top three that I've used the most. I think Manchester United, I can't remember the other one.
I think we've used 5 every game.
Yeah, but we might be using it now, but when the season starts next season, doesn't necessarily mean it. But it does seem to benefit. I think it was some. I might have been a Burnley player said that it does benefit I think it was John McGinn actually, it benefits the, you know, the big Liverpool's big Man City's because they've got the bigger squads.
Huge squads.
So yeah. do you think it should stay or do you think it should be scrapped?
To be honest, you know, I don't think had lockdown would have happened. I don't think anyone would have called for an extra two substitutions. So for that alone, I think we should just revert back to type because that was the football that we, you know, we know and love. I think it was needed for this period because of how uncertain things was, and it was just another measure, another safeguard almost, to make sure that, you know, we could keep players fit and you could have the opportunity to have the water break as well. Now you can strip some of them things back if the Prem's going to go back and it's going to be the same package. As far as I'm concerned, you know, for me, what does that say to the lads that are working towards being on the subs bench? Because last year, if you was working towards being on the subs bench, you knew Monday to Friday or Monday to Thursday, whatever it was, you had to give it 110% if you was going to make the cut. Especially in a Liverpool team, the only thing you guys say all the time on your Instagram, which is the midfield three. So if you know full well you've got to work your socks off to just get a chance, a sniff to get into that top three, I like that mentality because that's got us somewhere. Yeah. I don't want to go back to a mentality now where the bulk and, you know, the trimmings and the fat around the squad now feel like, well, there's five subs there, so I just have to rock up on any given day and I'm entitled to an extra space on the bench. No entitlements here. I want the best of the best in all positions, and then it's 1, 2, and 3 as your subs. Yeah. And you bring them on for the situations that you need them. That's the whole point of having 7 or 9 available to you, because you pick the ones you need to come on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do think there'll be some sort of sports science behind this. Like I said before, we've had a pretty... We've had 3 months off this season, but they got into it, and then they're going back into another, you know, what could be... What is it, the Euros next year as well, or whatever else? They decide to go on. You've got to look after your players, but I do take your point. And don't knock me midfield three question, mate. That drives the bait. That drives the bait twice a week.
I love it, but it's just the same thing as a player. You know in your mind that there's very limited spaces in that Liverpool squad. And if you want to impress, you want to make sure that you're getting a look in for that three. I don't want to change in that mentality to think three becomes five and now all of a sudden everyone's a shoo-in.
But you've got to take your opportunity as well because Henderson's injured. So they'll be up for grabs again. Final story before we get to your comments. I don't know if anyone's seen this anywhere, but Manchester City got away. This is from Empire of the Cop, but that's not me saying it. With FFP cheating because their breaches were time-barred legally. I just wanted Errol to get your thoughts on this. Just if anyone's aware, I have checked on Ben Kelly. He's fine. We're going to do a bit more in-depth on this with the Manchester City fan on the Round League podcast, which will be out later on today. But just your initial reaction, Errol. I give mine. I'm not particularly surprised. Loads of people saying it's FFP is in the mud now, but I don't think that's necessarily the case because I'm guessing UEFA and all these other people will be a lot more on top of what's going on going forward. So the reason that they got off was because it was between 2012 and 2015, which Court of Arbitration Sport couldn't look back into, basically, and then they got a £10 million fine for talking to them. They said, like, we're not doing it.
So what's that thing in America when you commit a crime and then, like, something at, like, 10 years pass and then you can't go to jail because you've committed that crime 10 years ago, do you know what I mean? It's kind of like that, in a sense. We know you was guilty, but the time in which it was, we no longer have any jurisdiction to punish you for your guilt.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Like, for me personally, I'm just a bit like... I'm not surprised. They threw the fucking kitchen sink at making sure that he wasn't going to... Do you know what I mean? Like, too much was riding on their Champions League continuation, you know, season in, season out. Too much... That plan for them is built in and around winning that trophy. So for them to be out of it for 2 years and then the uncertainties around management, players, coaching staff, transfers... It was just too much. They had to throw the kitchen sink at making sure it was going to be ruled out. And by the looks of things, they've done it. They've reached that, you know, goal for themselves. Am I asked? No, because one, we're going to be in it next season anyway. And two, as far as I'm concerned, City, you can buy everything that you want. You can't buy history. You can't buy culture. You can't buy fans. So as far as I'm concerned, the Real will know. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, real footballers football fans will know that is a load of bullshit. And at the end of the day, money in this world, unfortunately, it's the world we live in. Money talks and it speaks volumes. So,
do you know what they can buy, Errol? A case of 8 beers from Beer 52, $5.95, posters and packaging. That's right, you get 8 beers, a snack, and a magazine, $5.95. That's www.beer52.com/redmen. Tom will put it in the chat again right now. We're going to get to some of your comments. Lovren Seville says, I think Lovren has to go now after this. He clearly sees other things in another league, and I think he wants to find out new things over there. But he has to go anyway because he has mistakes in him. LS15 says, Degs, he should go. He has been a good servant to the club, but he has baggage like David Luiz at Arsenal. Rival fans banter your play. That's usually a good sign to get rid. Jordan Gilbert says, don't know why people are hating on Lovren. Johnny Walker says, there's no FFP. Go and get Koulibaly. It does drive a bit of divide on Lovren, doesn't it, Errol? Because I think...
Yeah.
I think we've both said in our
conversation. Is it mustard? Yeah, what's the Marmite? You're either going to love him, or mustard's the same for me, to be fair. But you're either going to love him or you're going to hate him. Do you know what I mean? And like, I don't think love's a strong word as well, and I think hate is a strong word. He's always going to divide opinions, and I'm fair. I get it. But given where we are, I'm happy to just let him go. Pastor's new. Good luck with you. You're an ex. You might not get the legend stamp, but you're an ex Liverpool player, and I'll always wish you the best.
There you go. Silly Fish on Substitute says the 5 subs rule is terrible for smaller squads, but it forces us to spend big money on 2-3 players this summer. I think great. As he said, no, need to stick to three subs. Think of Man City with 5 subs with a full strength side and even more new signings. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. They can bring on
like a squad and a half, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just going at your fucking world beaters, man. It could be too much. And I think that'd be one of our biggest difficulties of hurdles getting over that, to be honest with you, because the drop in standard from our 11 to 16 is still, I'd say it takes us from being champions and top two to top three and top four. And I think unless we're going to solidify that with transfers, it's best to just go to what we know, because what we know just helped us get champions. And for the majority of that season, it was 3 subs.
Just on that final question before we go, I've said, like last week, I feel sorry for the likes of Oxlade-Chamberlain, Divock Origi, and possibly Dejan Lovren in this sense, because they play like 1 in 6 games, and when they do come in, obviously the fluidity and rhythm was kind of talking about before, and they'll go, just play the same as the main lads. 11 lads that the lads have been doing. The 5 substitution could help them, you know, with game time and stuff like that.
It could, don't get me wrong, I think that's what the other competition's for. I feel like, well, not necessarily a criticism of Klopp, but I feel like that's where we need to make our squad bigger again, so we can actually do what City did and win potentially a quadruple, win all the domestic competitions, because we've got players at every level getting enough game time, no matter which the competition is. And I think that's the point. That should be our next aim and objective after the next, you know, couple of seasons. But as I say, just have to wait and see what happens, won't we?
Yeah, we'll leave it there, Gerald. Thank you very much. Don't forget to go and check out the rest of the RedmenTV.com. We're going to do the Around the League podcast, as I mentioned before. I've got a Man City fan who's going to talk through the results from today with Ben Kelly as well. So we're good to see how he's going to get on. And we'll be back on Wednesday with some more news. We'll see you then. Ta-ra.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.